The U.S. is aging fast. In fact, the oldest baby boomers start turning 80 in a few years, and it is happening amid a historic shortage of affordable housing and high prices. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on new warning that many seniors will struggle to get the housing and the care they need.
A few decades ago, Leslie McIntyre thought she was doing everything right for a comfortable life. She was a tax accountant in Washington, D.C., and co-owned a not-for-profit bookstore.
I had good savings. I was quite happy, quite frankly, and I was preparing to go back to school.
Then a car accident dislocated her hip, left her traumatized, and derailed her career. She held on in her rent-controlled apartment for quite a while, but eventually McIntyre went on disability and burned through savings, waiting 3 years to get into the senior housing where she is now.
And by the time I got in here, I was seriously considering going into a shelter. I paid my rent, my utilities. I had SNAP benefits for food, and I had $25 left over. And you just can't live on that in the long run.
McIntyre is now 69 and grateful to pay only 30% of her income for rent. Unlike Medicaid and SNAP benefits for food, federal housing subsidies are not an entitlement program. Only about a third of seniors who qualify actually get them. That's left more than 11 million older adults burdened by housing costs, an all-time high, according to a report out today from Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. Lead author Jennifer Malinsky says that number will keep going up as boomers enter their 80s.
Their purchasing power is going down at a time when rents are rising and other costs are rising, food and, you know, healthcare and all of that.
More people will have medical problems, which can be costly, but their income is likely fixed or going down. The report finds only 14% of older adults living alone could afford a daily visit from a home health aide. Only 13% could move to assisted living without dipping into their assets. Two other trends spell trouble ahead. Since the 2008 housing crash, the home ownership rate for people in midlife is down significantly, and that could leave many of them cash-strapped later on because they have to rent. At the same time, there's been a jump in the share of older people who still owe money on their mortgage, even into their 80s.
People who have mortgages are so much more likely to face affordability challenges.
Malinsky says there just aren't nearly enough places that are safe, convenient, and affordable for people to live as they age.
You not only need affordable housing, you may also need accessible housing, and you may need to have it located near transportation because you no longer drive, or near your existing social and service network, which is really important.
The Harvard report also notes that people 50 and older now make up a growing share of the homeless population. That includes Harry Robertson, a Washington, D.C. native who spent years bouncing between shelters, rehab, friends, and family, never wanting to impose for too long.
I could never stay nowhere more than one day. If they allowed me 2 days, that was a blessing. So spent a lot of time outside.
Robertson is 56 and proud that he finally became sober while caring for his mother before she died. This year, he also got a federal housing voucher, but that process took 5 long years.
My mental state then was not good at all. You know, I was crumbling. It shouldn't take that long to get someone housing.
Margot Cushell of UC San Francisco says more people over 50 are also losing housing for the first time. Often it's those who've had low-wage, physically demanding jobs without a pension or strong health care.
Increasingly, the story of homelessness among adults is going to be older adults living in poverty who are spending what should be their retirement years in the streets.
So what to do about all of this? Harvard researcher Malinsky wants zoning changes to build more senior-friendly apartments and more help for older people to retrofit their own homes to age in place safely. Leslie McIntyre, the woman who worried she'd end up in a shelter, has her own advice.
The main thing people need to know is that they need to be prepared beforehand for what's coming down the road.
Because you never know, she says, when bad things might happen. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.